Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Your Health is Your Wealth with your host, Rashad Sunni El-Amin. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I am a naturopath, holistic educator, and teacher. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Imam Alfred Muhammad for allowing me this spot every Thursday at 6 o'clock. He's the host of Religion Means Alive. So we thank him, and we're glad to be on to share health information with you that can help save your life, help you have a healthy life, and even help to reverse disease conditions that you may be suffering with. So we want to thank you for coming in, and I want to ask you all, as I always do, have a pen and pad ready just to take notes, because vital information is always shared here, and you may want to share with your friends, family members, co-workers, whomever. So please take notes and pay close attention to everything that's being said here, because it'll help save your life, because many of us are suffering with so many sicknesses and diseases because of our ignorance, neglect, and our just eating so much food, so much bad food, bad lifestyle, and all these which are causing these conditions. And we don't have to suffer like that. None of us have to suffer in that manner. God doesn't want you to be sick. He wants you to be healthy. So I'm just saying, try to take charge of your bodies, charge of your mind, and use your willpower to resist things that don't belong in your body. So I thank you again for listening. And we're going to touch on a lot of things today. I'm going to go around and touch on some new information that I need to share with you that you just need to know. Because a lot of us don't know, our doctors won't tell us, what we need to do to help ourselves to better health. They will not share that with you, either out of ignorance or intentionally, because they want to keep you as patients. If they lose you, they lose money, you see? And I know for a fact, because I've dealt with many of them, and they just don't want to share the truth with you. But when they get sick, they go to the holistic doctors to cure their conditions, but they won't tell you that they did, or they won't tell you to go to a holistic doctor when you have a serious condition. Okay, brothers and sisters, so let's touch on some things here that we just really need to know about. Now, many, especially in the African-American community, we have been so much in the dark about our health. Many have, changed their ways of eating, changed their lifestyle, and have better health and are doing great, but it's only a minority of us. The majority of us are still conditioned to eat anything and everything that they have to offer us, this Western lifestyle, this Western thinking, and this is creating problems for us. So let's look at a few facts about health that you just need to know about, brothers and sisters. And fact one I'm going to share with you is America's worst drug takers, guess who they are? Physicians. And according to a series of articles, and this is appearing in the New York Times in mid-1975, it's going that far back, that the percentage of physicians on hard drugs, heroin, opium, cocaine, was about 19 times greater than the number of people among the general population addicted to the same drugs. Did you get that? Your doctors. Your physicians, hooked on drugs, and they're the ones working on you. Huh? Think about that. You remember all those medical mistakes? Yes. But here they are, hooked on drugs. And it's just a shame, because doctors should be role models. If anything, they should be role models. But we're not seeing that. So many of them are on drugs, believe it or not. Another thing is that numerous surveys, tests, and health evaluation programs have consistently revealed that America's medical professionals are no healthier than the average American is. Yes. The health medical professionals are no healthier than the average American is. So if I go see a doctor and I have some kind of condition, I'm looking at him and he looks worse than me, I have to walk away. There's no way in the world I'm going to allow somebody that looks worse than me work on me when he can't even help himself. It just doesn't make sense. I want somebody that looks the model of health to work on me. I would feel better with that. Someone with a positive outlook, someone who it looks energetic, and maybe he is into holistic health. You never know. But I want a role model to work on me. You see? So, yes, these medical professionals are no healthier than the average American is, and that's a shame. That's a shame. Compared to the general population, 23% more American physicians, including heart specialists, die of heart and cardiovascular problems. And cancer deaths among physicians are 12% higher than among the general population. Did you hear that? They're in worse shape than the general population. 23% more American physicians? Huh? Heart specialists dying of heart and cardiovascular problems? And they want to work on you? And cancer deaths are much higher among physicians than among the general population? They can't even save themselves. And they want to tell you, yes, we have stuff that may help you reverse your condition. Yeah, right. You can't help yourself. How you don't help me? You see? So they have problems. They have some serious problems. Now listen to this. Now this one's really going to get you. Listen. And this has happened many times, what I'm going to relate to you now. Whenever doctors go on strike, listen to this, whenever doctors go on strike throughout the world, the same result occurs. And what is that? The mortality rate drops. Yes, the death rate drops. The first strike was in Saskatchewan, Canada, in the late 60s. And the second was in Los Angeles, where according to Professor Milton Raymer of UCLA's School of Public Health, the mortality rate during the strike dropped by, and the third strike was in Colombia, South America, where the mortality rate dropped by 37%. And the fourth strike was in Israel, when during an 85-day strike, the mortality rate dropped by 50%. So this greatly concerned the morticians, who did a study of their own. They discovered the last time the mortality rate dropped that low was 20 years previously, at the time of the last doctor strike. So when the doctors weren't treating you, you your chance of survival was much better than when they were treating you. So the mortality rate went down when they were on strike. You think about that. Now, this is a fact. It's not anything I made up. So it tells you, is it worth being in the hospital in the first place? Now, I can see if you were in an auto accident or a plane crash or something that, you know, that's a different thing. But I'm talking about just you're in there for some disease or whatever it is, heart condition. You were better off when the doctors went on strike. But that's just something for you to think about. Okay. Now, they even say now that annual physical examination procedures and tests are a health risk. A health risk. Yes, they're performing all these tests on you, all, and you want to go every year for a physical. You don't need a physical every year. You don't. There's people that never get physicals in excellent shape. The old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You see? Yes. So just think about it. You don't have to go every year. Maybe every few years if you feel you need to have a checkup. Or if your job demands that you go for a checkup, that's a different story. So just think about that. Now, another fact. Hospitals are dangerous places for the sick because of extreme exposure to other diseases. Yes, there's diseases all through the hospital. There's stuff all in the air in the hospital. It's not the best place to be. I do not like going to a hospital. I don't even like the smell of a hospital. I don't even like to hear the moaning and groaning and screaming of patients in there. It's just terrible. The condition you see them in, it's just terrible. So just be careful of hospitals. And another fact is most operations do little good and many do harm. Yes. You know, they tell you, well, let's do some knee surgery or hip surgery or let's do this surgery or that surgery. And when they do it, it might be your shoulder or something. You wind up worse off, in worse condition. Back surgery, I've seen it all the time. People just suffering worse off before they even had the surgery. I mean, after they had the surgery, but before they had the surgery, it wasn't as bad. So just think about it. Get 3 or 4 opinions before you decide on surgery. Try to find alternative ways to reverse the condition. There are many ways. But don't just go for the okey-doke, because Dr. So-and-so is my doctor, and he knows best, and he says that I should have this surgery, and I'll be fine. And then when you have the surgery, you come out, and you feel worse than you did before you went in. Thank you, Dr. So-and-so, for your help and helping me get worse. You think about it. Okay, I'm not, now listen, there are good doctors out there. There are doctors that find better ways to help reverse your conditions. They'll work in combination with holistic medicine and all. But majority, it's just sad. You're worse off when you deal with them. Okay? All right. So, medical testing labs are reports and scientifically inaccurate. So a lot of the tests that you get these doctors perform on you. Come to find out, a lot of them are scientifically inaccurate. And you find out that you're going to be treated for something that's not really there. You think about that. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. That's why you have to get several opinions. Maybe you need more tests to make sure that what they're saying is accurate. But most of them are scientifically inaccurate. So be very careful, brothers and sisters. Another fact, many drugs cause more problems than they cure. You know, doctors prescribe drugs sold to them by salesmen who use questionable research data. Yes, you know, you got these pharmaceutical reps that come to doctors with new drugs or drugs that have just been recycled to be used for another disease. That's what most of them are. And they sell them to the doctors, and they give them all kind of free samples. Listen to this now. They give them, I know this to be a fact. I've known pharmaceutical reps who go to doctors with this stuff. I used to sell this peanut oil. And, you know, George Washington Carver, he created a peanut oil for pain and arthritis. And then his assistant, which was Dr. Curtis, the only assistant that was able to work with George Washington Carver, because he was a little difficult to work with, he formulated also a rubbing oil from peanut and introduced it to the public, and it really worked great. Believe me. I used to be a rep for them. This is the only black pharmaceutical company in America. And Dr. Curtis, George Washington's assistant, was the one who was manufacturing this in Detroit, Michigan. He had a lot of natural products and all. And I used to go to the different doctors to their offices and introduce them to this oil, this peanut oil. And I gave them samples. I told them, try these on your patients because it really works. I know it really works because I had people that I used to sell it to, and they said it was the best thing they ever used. And believe me, people couldn't walk, would rub this stuff on their knees and all, and they were able to walk in a few days with no problem, with no pain. I remember once I went into a doctor's office over here in New Jersey, and the doctor, he looked in pretty bad shape himself. He was walking with a cane, and he had a patient from Texas in his office. And he had his foot in his whirlpool. So he finally called me in and said, come on in, let me see what you have there. I went into the room where the gentleman had his foot in the whirlpool. So he asked me what the product was. I explained what it was and what it does. And he said, oh, does it really work? I said, yes, it does work. He said, can you prove it? I said, sure. I said, why don't you put some of this into that whirlpool? Put a capful in that whirlpool that this gentleman has his foot in. So his foot, he was in there because he had gout. And his toe was very red. And this is the way he was treating him. So we put the capful in there. And you let it sit in there for about 15 minutes. And we talked. And I was talking about the product, how it originated and all. And finally, the doctor took the man's foot out the whirlpool. The man said, wow. It's like the swelling went down just like that. The man was so amazed. He said, "This is unbelievable." He said, "Let me have your card." I gave my card. And the doctor was shocked. Here's a man that's had gout for the longest and just put this oil in there, and just like that, it reduced the inflammation, and the man was feeling better. So this was a peanut oil. It was called Fortex, but now, Dr. Curtis had died, a couple Canadian brothers had taken over the company, and they were selling the product for a good while, but then they sold the product to another company, which manipulated the formulation, and it's just garbage now. But the real deal we had is not there anymore. Now, it's just sad to see that happen, because people, they see me, they say, "Well, whatever happened to that oil? I need that oil." But I said, we don't have it no more. I said, the one they have now is not the original formulation. But just the fact that something from a peanut, yes, you can, listen, if you have inflammation like that, go to a health food store and get an organic, pure peanut oil and use that for some inflammation. Just rub it in the area that's inflamed and you'll get some good results. You see? But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, how these sales reps for these pharmaceuticals go in there and just sell this stuff or just present this stuff to the physicians. And the physicians don't know nothing about the drug. They're just taking this man's word. And then they use the patients as guinea pigs. So they give it to them and say, here. They actually sell it to them. Yeah, they get it for free, but they sell it to them and tell them, use this. And they go to use it. You understand? So they become the guinea pig. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Now, another fact. The X-ray machine is the most pervasive and the most dangerous tool in the doctor's office. Yes, the X-ray machine. I mean, that sounds like science fiction, X-ray. Yes, that X-ray causes cancer. You can get this from one X-ray, believe it or not. Depends on how strong your immune system is. There's people that get X-rays every year. Some get X-rays at the dentist's office. I know when I go to a dentist, I just tell them straight up, no X-rays. No X-rays. You can't see with your eyes, you can't figure it out, don't mess with it. Okay? That's the way I am. So they do work the best they can. So I just want to share that with you. The X-ray machine, if you can stay away from that, stay away from it. I can understand you have a broken bone or something, and it may be necessary. But make it, make these visits for X-rays minimal as much as possible, because they are destructive. Now, listen to this. And this is a report from 1992. This is a fact. Over $900 billion was spent on so-called health care in America. That's in 1992. Okay? So, you know, if people would make changes in their health, like changing your diet and all, and stop going to these annual physical examinations and stop going to the hospital so much, When you start doing that, the health care expenditure will almost certainly drop to less than $100 billion per year. Yes. I know people who go to the emergency room for a cold. That is just so ridiculous. Every little thing, they have to go to an emergency room. It's costing. Think you can help yourself by using an herb or something natural. But no, we have to run to the emergency room for every little ailment. Most of you are just so dehydrated in your bodies. Most people don't drink enough water nowadays. People are waking up, they're starting to drink more water. But a lot of you are still hooked on the sodas and diet sodas and all of that. Body is dehydrated. If you would just drink more water, leave the sodas alone. Drink water every day, 5 or 6 glasses. Watch how your health improves. Your body makeup is 75 to 80% water and 20% solid. So if you're mostly water, common sense tells you your body needs more water, more so than solid. So why aren't you drinking enough water? I don't like, water doesn't have a taste. Water, it's not supposed to have a taste like you want. You want something sweet. You see? You want some fruity taste and stuff. Drink plain old water. That's what your body needs. There's minerals in water that your body needs. You're not getting that in sodas. Sodas dehydrate you. They eat away at your bone. That's not what you want. So think about it. Here's another fact. How many people in America, I think it's now 350 million people in America? That's the population? Well, guess what? Over 125 million Americans have one or more chronic disease conditions. That's like a third or a little more of the population suffering with chronic disease conditions. Think about that. That's a lot of people. That's why America is the sickest nation on earth. Yes, because of your lifestyle and your bad eating habits. Greed. Huh? Can't stop eating. Constantly eating. I was at did the Ramadan fast, the 30-day fast that the Muslims do every year. And I did mostly a raw diet. At least for 28 days, I did everything raw. And for 2 days, when I broke the fast, I had maybe some cooked food. But when we went to what they call the Eid festivities, that's the celebrating the end of Ramadan. We go to the park and do the prayer, and then in the afternoon they have all types of food there and people congregating, having a nice time, celebrating. And I've seen a lot of brothers I know. I get there, everybody's eating a plate of food. Some brothers, I kept passing them. It seemed like their plate was full again. Come back an hour later, the plate is full again. I say, my God, what are these guys? I said to one guy, I said, brother, I just seen you with 2 full plates just a while ago. I mean, have you given yourself a break from the food since I've been here? Just looking at me. But I said to myself, you know, when you fast, your stomach shrinks. How does your stomach get that big for you to fill your stomach up with that much food in one day? So I was just tickled by that. But I'm just saying, we have to stop eating so doggone much. You can't make up for your 30-day fast in one day. Please. All right, maybe I should leave that alone. Anyway, let's look at another fact. Only 1.5%, 1.5% of Americans, you hear that? 1.5% of Americans are regarded as healthy by the U.S. Public Health Service. Less than 4 million out of a population of over 350 million. Think about that. This means that 982% have some type of illness. This is in America. That's a lot of sick people. And I believe that to be true because I run into people all the time that tell me they are suffering with this sickness, this problem. They seem to be coughing a lot. The diabetics. They're going through all these changes. And I said, it's just too much. It's just too much. How can a whole nation almost be totally sick? It's unbelievable. And you know it's true. You have family members and friends, co-workers, who are sick, have some kind of sickness, in and out of hospitals, taking medications. Look at a medicine chest of some of your friends and neighbors and family members. I mean, it's just like they can open up a drugstore. It's a shame. This is how bad the condition of America is. Unhealthy. Oh, boy. America needs help. Another fact. About 1.5 billion. Listen to this. 1.5 billion visits are made by patients to physicians, clinics, and emergency rooms every year in the USA. That is about 6 visits for each American. That's a lot of visits. It's that bad, brothers and sisters. It's that bad. People are that sick in this country. That's a shame. When I was a young child, I mean, the worst thing somebody might have was a bad cold, a flu or something. But all this heart disease, cancer was rare. You see? Most of these modern day diseases, some just appearing because of the unhealthy lifestyle, unhealthy eating habits of Americans. But when I was young, you did not see obese people. I remember in school, it was hard to find a fat person. You might have had one or two in the school, but that's not even fat compared to what we see now. They look slim to me compared to these obese people here in America. The only obese person I ever saw in my life was at the freak show when I was young, at the carnival. Yes, you know, the carnivals used to come to town. They bring the rides and everything, and they had the freak show. I remember the 600-pound No, he wasn't even 600 pounds. I'm sorry. He was 500 and some change. They said the fattest man alive. And he said he used to eat 2 dozen eggs for breakfast and all of this. I said, my God. He was fat. But that's the norm now. So you got to be a 1,000 pounder to be the freak nowadays. And that's not to make light of people who are obese. A lot of them out of ignorance wind up being obese. Parents not teaching them how to eat properly. I really feel bad for them because they're going to suffer with major diseases. They need help. They need help. It shouldn't be like that. Look at all the old pictures. Go back in time. Turn of the century. Look at the pictures of the people back then. The groups of people. Look at all the old pictures. Everybody's slim and trim. I'm telling you. Slim and trim. Probably somebody overweight. You know, Big Mama. There might have been one around. But these are all Big Mamas now. Sad to say. Yes. We need help, brothers and sisters. We need help. Here's another fact. Over 5 million Americans suffer such side effects or adverse reactions from drugs and medicines administered by physicians each year that they need to be hospitalized. Yes, drug reactions and side effects from these same medicines that these doctors prescribed. You see? So here you are going to the doctor to be treated for some condition you had, and they prescribe a drug, and you still suffer the side effects or some adverse reaction, and you wind up back in the hospital. Or you may have not been in the hospital when he administered that drug, but then you wind up in the hospital. Do you understand? It's the same as those commercials you see on TV advertising medical drugs for some condition, and the people smiling and laughing like they reverse their condition, and then they tell you about all these side effects, 25, 30 side effects. They wind up in the hospital. Think about it. Okay. 1 in 5 Americans spend some time in hospital for treatment every year. 1 in 5 going to the hospital for treatment every year? That is 1/5 of the population. 1/5. Huh? That's about, if you have 350 million people in America, that's about 75 million people. A lot of people. A lot of people. It's a shame. How about this? Over 50 million Americans suffer from high blood pressure. 50 million. That's a lot of people. Yes. A lot of people, brothers and sisters. 50 million because of your eating habits, your stressful lifestyle. Yes. How about this? Chances are better than 95%. Listen to this. Chances are better than 95% that your arteries are partially blocked by plaque. Almost every American child over 4 years old has arterial plaque formation. children over 4 years old. And nearly 45% of Americans die from heart disease or cardiovascular problems. That's a lot of people. But here's four-year-olds that have arterial plaque formation. Now, you know that has to do everything with food. All the junk that we feed our children, all this processed mucus forming foods, anything and everything. They love the sugary treats that you introduce them to when they're 1 year old, and they're hooked on that. They want sweets and more sweets. They want the processed foods. They develop a taste for that as opposed to natural foods. It's a shame. No four-year-old should have that problem. Now, listen to this. 3 out of every 10 Americans develop cancer. 3 out of 10. 80% of these people suffer death attributed to cancer. And over 500,000, that's 500,000 Americans, will die of cancer this year. Think about that. That's a high rate. Yes, 80% will die. 3 out of every 10 Americans, that's almost one-third of all Americans suffering with cancer. And you know it's true. You know plenty of people that developed cancer or died from cancer. Yes, or up here in New Jersey, they call this the cancer state. There's so much cancer. Yes, it's the truth. Dying left and right up here. You know? It's a shame. We got a serious problem. And you know, cancer is the number one cause of death among our children. Did you know that? Cancer. Number one cause of death among our children. That is a shame. When I was young, again, we didn't know about cancer. Not like this. You might have heard maybe one person that had some cancer. It was rare. Yes. Out of dying all over the place. Very sad, brothers and sisters. How about this? Over 1 in 3 Americans suffer from some form of allergy. 1 in 3. That's one-third of Americans. Look at all these people with allergies, especially in the summer. It's a shame. It's a shame. One-third of Americans? We have a serious health problem in America, brothers and sisters. That is just facts I'm giving you. I just, you need to know these things. You need to know this. Doctors aren't telling you these things. Huh? You have to get this from their journals. Physician journals. Yes. Medical journals. This stuff is in there. It's just a shame. Now, we were just talking about obesity a minute ago. But do you know about a third of Americans are obese? One-third of Americans are obese. Yet nearly all Americans are malnourished in some way, despite the fact that they're overeating. A third of Americans are obese. Now, I'll say this. Many other countries, you don't see this problem as much as you do in America. But you will be seeing it soon. Why? Because America is exporting her eating habits, her type of diet, introducing them to other nations, bringing in fast food restaurants. People who are eating their traditional foods are leaving it for the fast food diet of the West. And guess what? They're suffering the same diseases when they weren't even suffering with any. It's a shame. It's a shame. And all these people that eat all this food, you know, people say, you know, because he looks a little fat. Oh, he looks healthy. There was nothing healthy about that person. All that food you ate didn't nourish you. Because you're eating all junk. You're malnourished. You're malnourished. You're not eating from the land. You're eating from the store shelves, the processed food, man-made concoctions. Man-made concoctions. I'll let you just think about that for a minute. Over 50% of Americans suffer from chronic digestive disorders. Yes, digestive. Oh, they always complaining about their stomach upset. Might have acid reflux. All kind of digestive problems because of how you eat. How else is that going to happen? Eating late at night, people 2, 3 o'clock in the morning still eating, going from restaurant to restaurant. People eating in front of the TV 10 or 11 o'clock at night, having a big dinner, falling asleep. You're creating heart attacks. You don't need food after 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. You're not going nowhere. You're not even walking this food off when you do eat. Some of you just eat and sit on the couch. When you have a big meal, you should take a walk. Take a nice little 15-minute walk. Walk it off. It's better for you. Don't sit on the couch and fall asleep. Your food doesn't digest well like that. Sad, but it's the truth. How about this? About 16 million Americans suffer from ulcers. Yes, ulcers. Think about that. I know plenty of people have suffered ulcers. They ask me, what can I do? Change your diet, but get you some raw honey, eat a spoonful a day, and it'll kill the Helicobacter bacteria that causes the ulcer. It'll drop the water that the bacteria is in, and it'll heal. Or make you some fresh cabbage juice every day, and it'll heal the ulcer also. But change your eating habits. Don't create another ulcer. Okay. Sorry for shouting, brothers and sisters. Forgive me. Now, here's a sad one. Over. Just think about all these people suffering with all these diseases. Look. Over 41 million Americans suffer from hemorrhoids. Now, that's a tough condition. You know how you develop hemorrhoids? Because you eat processed foods, non-fibrous foods, foods that clog you up, and you try to go to the bathroom and you can't go but maybe once every other day, or maybe twice a week, some of you once a week, and sad to say, some of you once a month, and you go to the toilet because you don't drink enough water, you don't eat enough food to have high fiber and water in it, you go to the toilet, and you strain it to get that little turd out. Strain it. That straining creates hemorrhoids. Some of you bloody hemorrhoids. And the hemorrhoids after a while start to hang. And you go into the pharmacy to get some suppositories. Huh? Or some of you have to have surgery. Very painful. Come out, you can't hardly sit down. And you'll develop hemorrhoids again if you go right back to the same diet. If you change your diet, if you have hemorrhoids, if you get rid of the sugar out of your diet, if you get that processed foods out of your diet, and the dairy and all that, those hemorrhoids will disappear on their own. I know that for a fact. I know, listen. I was a victim of hemorrhoids when I was younger. And when I read a book called Sugar Blue, and it taught me how to eat properly and to get rid of all that junk out of my cupboards, and I changed my diet, I mean overnight, and in 5 days, less than a week, hemorrhoids disappeared. Yes, it did. Never to come back again, because I learned how to eat properly. I learned how to eat high-fiber foods, foods that contain water, plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, drinking plenty of water, plenty of fresh juices, and healed right up. So yes, I was a victim at one time. Okay? But for the last, I would say, 33 or 34 years, never had that problem again. Yes. I feel so good. When you could go to the bathroom and be out in 1 minute, go in and out. I don't have to sit there for a half hour to an hour. Yes, there's many people out there that in the bathroom, they can read a whole newspaper while they're in there, trying to relieve themselves. And once they do, if you go in behind them, it's just too much, the stench. Think about it, brothers and sisters. How about this? 9 out of 10 Americans suffer from more or less clogged colons. Constipation is a widespread disease, and that's how you develop the hemorrhoids. Constipation. Huh? Constantly. Huh? Over 10 million Americans suffer from asthma. That's a lot of Americans. I believe it's higher than that. I see everybody walking around with these pumps. Yes. All that dairy, all those mucus-forming food create this problem. Some of you just can't get away from it. Gotta have it. Creating problems. Then you have over 30 million Americans suffer from chronic sinus infections. Yes, 30 million. How many of you out there suffer from chronic sinus infections? Huh? You know a lot of people that do. Sinus problem. It all comes from the diet. Don't blame the atmosphere. Blame your diet. You create the conditions for everything right in your colon. Colon is the breeding ground for diseases. When you have all that mucus, all that waste in your colon, clogging you up, stuck in the walls of your colon, is a breeding ground for disease. If you were to clean your colon, cleanse your colon properly, you can get rid of chronic sinus infection. Yes, allergy. All these problems. But most won't do it. I'll go see Dr. Frankenstein and let him take care of me. Yes, he'll take care of you all right. It won't cost you. All right. How many diabetics in America? Oh, God almighty. They say about 20 million diabetics in America, or near diabetics in America. I think it's higher. It seems like every other person I run into is a diabetic. They tell me they're either on the borderline or they are just diabetics, period. Taking insulin or a pill. This is an easy problem to reverse. Again, poor eating habits. And you know, on this show, I've shared so much information on how to reverse most of these conditions I'm telling you about. I shared it with you. Told you what to eat, what to let go of, what herbs to take, what supplements to take. How many of you who have listened to this program that I shared all this information with, and you may have been one of those suffering with that, have taken this to heart and made the change? How many? Do you trust information that's factual, that can help you? Or do you want to just put your trust in your doctor for every little thing, and he never gets to the root cause of anything? We deal with root causes. No, let me let that go. Let's go. Move on. Over 10 million Americans have psoriasis, a skin disease. Huh? Yes. And rheumatism. And gout. And bursitis. You know, that's inflammation in your bursa over there by shoulder there. It's itis, it's like arthritis. But psoriasis, a skin disease, all from diet. Some of you don't believe what I'm saying is true, because you've been indoctrinated and brainwashed by these doctors. We don't know what causes this problem. There's no proof that diet has anything to do with your condition. That's what they tell you. Until you try to make the change, you won't know. You have to make the change to see the result. Don't listen to ignorant doctors. I said ignorant doctors. I just said there's some good doctors out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not condemning every doctor. I'm talking about some of these ignorant ones that don't want you to get well. Excuse me. I mean, it's just sad. It is so sad. But it's so easy to reverse these conditions. But some of you are just too lazy. Oh, that's too much. I can't do that. I hear it all the time. I can't do that. So you stay on drugs and never get rid of the problem. And it costs you. And those drugs don't cost you also health-wise, because you don't get worse. You're not going to get better. Over 36 million Americans suffer from arthritis and related diseases. I just say like gout, bursitis, rheumatism. 36 million. That's a lot of people. You see? It's sad. That crippling condition. I see people with walkers or in wheelchairs. People can barely walk. Always in pain. Have to take the NSAIDs, those drugs to relieve pain, which create more problems later on. When you can actually reverse that condition too. Now, I know sometimes you might have arthritis because you might have had an injury. That's a little different. But when it comes to diet, there's no excuse. Those acidic diets, mucus-forming diets, create this problem. Many who are very acidic have acidic bodies. You see? Because of what you eat. How about this? Now, this is sad. This is very sad. 1 out of 5 births in America is defective. And about half being brain defects. These are births. Children who are being birthed in America, 1 out of 5 is defective. And half because of brain defects. Think about that. We have a serious problem because mothers don't know what to eat. Many of them. Not only that, there's mothers out there who are pregnant that will still smoke, that will drink alcohol, that will use recreational drugs while they're carrying that child in their womb. You think about that. And then when the child comes out and, what's wrong with my child? No, you should ask what was wrong with you that you couldn't control yourself and you know you're not supposed to be doing these things while you're pregnant, but yet you do it because you're weak. You have no willpower to stay away from these things. You jeopardize your child. You think about it. You know, almost every baby born in America has been polluted before birth by poison and drugs in mother's bloodstream. Almost every baby in America. Huh? You think about that. Poisons? Yes. Poisonous food. Poisonous water. Poisonous drugs. Alcohol. These are all poison. You see? You're just destroying the poor child. Destroying them. Polluting them. And look at this. Listen to this right now. Sisters especially. Over 8 million American children are mentally retarded or handicapped because of brain problems possibly caused by poisons and drugs from the mother's bloodstream and the effect of radiation and polluted air, water, soil, and vaccinations upon this system. I think about that. Huh? A lot of you women getting vaccinated. I spoke on vaccines before. I told you what was in those things. Yeah. Do you remember what I said about vaccines before? Huh? Anybody? I did a program on that. And what was in the scenes. And some of the stuff is just disgusting. And you wonder why these children suffer with these problems. Huh? Yes. You just run to the doctor. Yeah, give me a shot, doc. Give me a shot. They said I need a shot. Okay, I'll give you a shot. Then I'll give all your children shots. I'll give them 30 and 40 shots. Yes, that's what you do. It's just sad, brothers and sisters. Sad, sad, sad. We have a serious problem. But most of us don't take heed. We rather just keep doing what we're doing. Some of us are just happy the way we live, knowing it's wrong. You see? Knowing it's wrong. But we just can't seem to stop. We don't want to give up our lifestyle. As long as we can have our fun, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. You see? And you have to suffer for what you do. You have to suffer for what you do. Just sad. Anyway, look at this. Leading cause of death in America is misdiagnosis, prescription, and medical errors. That's what they say. That's the fourth leading cause of death. Misdiagnosis, prescription, and medical errors. I believe it's the first. Look how many people have been misdiagnosed by physicians in hospitals. Look at the medical errors. They say about 250 million Americans die each year because of medical errors from prescription and misdiagnosis. Yes, this is a true fact, brothers and sisters. I'm not making this up. You have to really take heed. Watch those doctors. They're not perfect. They make a lot of errors. Yes. It's sad. And it was a doctor. I think I might have shared this with you one time. His name is Dr. Robert S. Mendelsohn. And he wrote a book called Confession of a Medical Heretic. Talking about himself. He worked in a hospital in Chicago. Everything that goes on in there. You need to read that book. Confession of a Medical Heretic by Dr. Robert S. Mendelsohn. It's an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener, brothers and sisters. He spilled the beans. when I read that, I said, my God. My God. I feel sorry for people. Just don't know what's going on. This is just too much, brothers and sisters. Too much. One more fact. Due to weakened immunity caused by these toxic foods and environment, people 25 years old and under, or younger, can die from mild diseases such as asthma. Yes, because of these toxic foods. You understand? Oh, my God. I think I've given you quite a bit today. I'm not finished. I'm not finished. You just need to know more. You know, listen to this. Here. Here's something I want to share with you. The National Academy of Sciences said the following 15 pesticide, herbicides, and chemically contaminated foods were found to cause the greatest cancer risk. Do you want to know what they are? Now I'm going to share it with you. Now I know some of you don't want to hear it. If you don't want to hear it, then put your hands over your ears. For you wise ones that want to hear it, let me share it with you. It's going to sound kind of crazy. Beef burgers, steak, roast, and processed meat at the top of the list. Yes. Now, I'm not talking about tomatoes in general, but a lot is ketchup, salsa, some of these tomato sauces, and Italian and Mexican dishes can create cause cancer. I'm not just talking about regular tomatoes, you can eat them, no problem. That's not going to harm you. But if they're loaded with pesticides, and that's what these foods are loaded with, that's the problem. If they're organic, you're better off. Potato chips, fries, okay, just potatoes that have been sprayed chemically by herbicides is a cancer food. Do you hear me? Oranges that have been sprayed by pesticides and the orange juice from it and the marmalade are cancer causing. Lettuces that have been sprayed is cancer causing. Apples that have been sprayed and the apple juice and sauces and dried apples and apple butter that come from it, those pesticide apples. I'm not talking about the organic now. You can buy the organics and you're not going to have this problem because they don't have the pesticide residues on them. Peaches that have been sprayed and the jams and sweetener from it. Pork chops, bacon links, lunch meat, and sausages. Some of the worst food you can ever eat. Huh? I'm going to leave Piggy Wiggy alone today. I know I'm hard on Piggy Wiggy. I get Piggy Wiggy. I just mentioned Piggy Wiggy for now. But one day we're going to do a thing on Piggy Wiggy. You don't learn a lot about Piggy Wiggy. Yeah, I know I'm talking about the supermarket. What do you call it? Piggy Wiggy or something down south? I don't know, something like that. That's a bad name for a supermarket. But anyway, wheat that has been sprayed, and that's most of your breads and bakery goods and crackers. Yes, soybeans. And most of the soybean is genetically engineered, and they're loaded with pesticides. And the tofu that you get from it, and the dressing and soy oil, and the mayonnaise, and the bakery items with soy oil, all these are contaminated with pesticides, unless you get organic.
pinto beans, refried beans and soups and Mexican dishes from the pinto beans that have been sprayed with pesticides, carrots that have been sprayed with pesticides, and the baby food that you get from it, and the carrot juice that you get from it. Chicken! Huh? Yeah, fried chicken soups, chicken sandwiches, and baked chicken. These are chickens that are loaded with toxins that have chemicals in them, that have antibiotics in them. You don't want that type of chicken. You have to get a free-range chicken if you don't eat chicken, or organically raised chicken. Corn. Oh, my. Stay away from corn. Most of it is GMO, genetically modified organism. And stay away from the cornmeal that comes from it, the tortillas and the cornbread and the corn chips and the fresh frozen corn. Buy organic corn only. When you go to purchase corn, get organic corn because that's the only safe corn there is. Grapes, loaded with pesticides. And the fruit concentrates that come from it, the jellies and the raisins, all these are full of pesticides unless you get organic. I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you're taking notes. Yeah, I know some of you are and some of you aren't. Some of you could care less. You see? Oh, gentlemen, yes, gentlemen, some of you out there are taking that pill called Viagra. Yeah, Viagra. Because of your lifestyle and eating habits and all the poisons you put in your body, you just can't get right. So you take Viagra. You know what Viagra does to you? Aside from trying to help satisfy you. Let's look at it. What is Viagra? It's citrate salt or sildenafil. This is a chemical that's loaded with nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, laughing gas, which causes psychotic illusions. Yes. I'm not talking about the nitric oxide. You know, your heart needs nitric oxide, but natural, not this chemical. But Viagra increases and disturbs blood inflow to your brain, the gland, the eyes, lung, the heart, the kidney, and the prostate. You see? Yes. Viagra causes abnormal increase in nitric oxide. High concentration of nitric oxide is narcotic. Burns and irritates the skin. It decreases oxygen. Believe it or not, it explodes your cells. This stuff is used in explosives and fertilizers, the nitric oxide that you find in Viagra. It's laughing gas. Did your doctor tell you that? Brother? What are the side effects of Viagra? Headaches? I'm going to run the list down. There's a whole lot. Headaches. Infection. Urinary tract infections. Peptic ulcers. Arthritis. Chest pain. You know, a lot of people died of heart attack for using Viagra. Yes. Mood swings. Frequent urination, incontinence, you can't even hold it, multiple myeloma, blood cancer, that's leukemia, hypotension, low blood, diabetic problems, also hypertension, high blood pressure, Weakened immunity. It weakens your immunity. Lung and nasal congestion. Affects your vision. It blurs the vision. Causes dizziness. Back pain. Heart problems. Depression. Thirst. Increases your breast size. Meaning you can get gynecomastia. That's enlargement of the male breast. Yes, you see a lot of that now. Men walking around with breasts. Colds and influenza. Sickle cell. Nerve problems. Flushing of the skin. And bleeding disorders. Viagra. Brothers, huh? It's a shame. It's a shame. So many people using this, so many men. It's destroying you. Brothers, it's destroying you. Oh, my God. I'm just shocked. Oh, okay. Being we're on this subject of Viagra, how about this? Condoms. Yes, condoms, brothers. You know, those rubber coffins, those latex and chemical poisons. Condoms cannot prevent emotional pain. Condom failure rate for pregnancy prevention is 13 to 31%. Huh? Yes, women can still become pregnant because these condoms don't always work so well. There's failure. Condom research, latex condoms may have voids or holes approximately 5 microns in size that occur naturally during the manufacturing process. Huh? The powder in condoms cause cysts and tumors. You hear that, brothers? The powder in condoms cause cysts and tumors. The spermicide in condoms causes cancer. The condoms fail to prevent nearly 1 in every 3 HIV infections. How many people I told you this? Doctors, scientists, sexually transmitted viruses and bacteria can pass through the voids in a latex condom. Huh? Now check this out. The latex condom causes chlamydia, pelvic inflammatory disease, PID, and cancer of the female reproductive system. Do you hear that, sister? Do you hear that, brother? There's a void in condoms, 5 microns. Anything can pass right through it. Listen, I'm not making this up. Look up Family Planning Perspectives. Look up the rubber chemistry and technology. Rubber chemistry and technology from June 1992 by C.M. Rowland. How about the University of Texas? Dr. Susan Wellett, Ph.D., June 1993. Sexually Transmitted Diseases by R.E. Carey, July of August 1992. And also the Manual of Clinical Microbiology, the 4th edition. They shared this information. Brothers, watch those condoms. Anyway, you know it's 7:27? I can't believe this hour and a half went by that fast, brothers and sisters. Listen, I hope that you all got something out of this. Now, And Ma'am Alfred is going to help me out, hopefully next week, where we can start having phone calls. I mean, you know, just having people ask questions where we can interact. Okay? I don't know why it is that I tried here with this computer, and he gave me the information. We tried and tried, and it just doesn't seem to work. So hopefully next week. And I know a lot of you have questions, and I want you to ask questions. That's the way I'd really like to have it. So I thank you again for listening, brothers and sisters. I pray you all got something out of it. Okay? And forgive me if I was a little too hard or harsh, but I have to share this information. I can't hold it. I got to share it. So may God bless you all with excellent health. Remember to share this with your friends, your co-workers, your family members. Share this information. And remember, this is your health is your wealth. Rashad Sunni El-Amin. Till next week, peace and blessings, peace and love, shalom, shalom aleikum.